The presidential hopefuls are pointing to a new round of voting tomorrow, with the leaders hoping to pad their leads and rivals hoping to close the gap. With that in mind, all of the candidates were on the road today.
Who's going to win North Carolina? Right?
Donald Trump spent his day down south, where he's won eight states and the bulk of his 384 delegates so far.
Uh-oh, we have another one. Get him out of here.
Along with big crowds, the Republican frontrunner again faced protesters.
Go home to mommy. Tell her to tuck you in bed.
And he still has to contend with Ted Cruz as well. The Texas senator is now within 100 delegates of Trump after scoring weekend wins in Kansas and in Maine.
In this race, it is clear, a vote for any other candidate, a vote for Marco Rubio or a vote for John Kasich, is a vote for Donald Trump. Because there's only one candidate who has repeatedly beaten Donald Trump.
Marco Rubio managed to win Puerto Rico yesterday, but his real hopes now rest on his home state of Florida next week.
We knew this would be the roughest period in the campaign, given the makeup of the electoral map.
Welcome, my very good friend, Governor John Kasich.
Ditto John Kasich, the Ohio governor who hopes to fare better in neighboring Michigan, one of four states holding Republican contests tomorrow. Meanwhile, Democrats Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders held their testiest debate yet last night. They faced off in Flint, Michigan, the town where lead poisoned the drinking water, and both of them laid in to Republican Governor Rick Snyder.
He should resign.
I agree. The governor should resign or be recalled.
After that, the pair agreed on little else. Sanders hit Clinton on trade.
Secretary Clinton supported virtually every one of these disastrous trade agreements written by corporate America.
In turn, Clinton played up her support for President Obama's auto rescue plan.
Well, I'll tell you something else that Senator Sanders was against. He was against the auto bailout. I voted to save the auto industry. He voted against the money that ended up saving the auto industry. Oh. I think that is a pretty big difference.
Well, if you are talking about the Wall Street bailout, where some of your friends destroyed this economy.
You know.
Excuse me, I'm talking.
Let him sprung.
If you're going to talk, tell the whole story, Senator Sanders.
Let me tell my story, you tell yours.
I will.
The two also sparred on gun control and Wall Street. Today, Sanders charged Clinton misstated his position on the auto bailout.
I voted for that bailout and support of the workers in the automobile industry.
Clinton also stayed in Michigan, appearing to strike a conciliatory stance in Grand Rapids.
I would hope to be able to enlist Bernie in helping me reach out to his supporters if I am so fortunate enough to be the nominee.
Clinton won one state to Sanders three over the weekend, but she's still well ahead in delegates with 1,130, nearly half of what's needed. Democrats hold contests tomorrow in Michigan and Mississippi.
And late today, former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg said he will not run for president after all. He told the New York Times that he fears a three-way race would guarantee Donald Trump's election.